Hey everybody, it's Aaron and Jim back with another first run bald movie. Mm-hmm. This week we saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Two questions, Jim. Mm-hmm. Did you see the first Guardians before this?
Yep.
What did you think of this Guardians of the Galaxy?
The second one?
Yes.
The second one's good. The first one is also good.
All right. Are they equally good?
No.
Okay, which do you think is better?
The first one.
Interesting. That's what Cecily said.
Yeah.
Jack said this one is way more awesome.
Way more awesome? Okay.
Yep. The 10-year-olds have it. He also, his eyes leaked a little bit at the end, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Got the raccoon eyes?
He got the trash raider eyes. So I don't know. I kind of feel like it's missing the surprise fun factor because no one really expected anything out of the first Guardians, but I thought this had a more cohesive plot. And since the characters had standing relationships, you actually felt so there's more of an emotional connection, and there was more a little bit more,
right.
more heart in the movie, which I seem to appreciate.
I think that was definitely something I was missing that I think a lot of they just kind of gloss over in the first one is those relationships form awfully fast and with dubious reasons.
Right.
It doesn't seem like there's anything really connecting them as the family that they proclaim to be.
Right.
In this one, yeah, I definitely felt like it was a bit more solid already because we had the background.
And I do think the first one walloped you with emotion in the beginning because I for one, wasn't ready to see like a 10-year-old lose his mom to cancer and then immediately be kidnapped by aliens. But then I feel like the movie emotionally coasted from that first scene. Everything else was...
Yeah, and it just... shortcuts it too. It's like, what's that Robin Williams movie where he's in the painting and in heaven?
Oh yeah, What Dreams May Come.
It feels like it shortcuts it in that same kind of way,
right?
Where the first one, it opens with, okay, a kid whose mom is dying of cancer. We don't know the kid. We don't mm-hmm. know the mom. She might be the worst fucking person right. in the world. Beat him as he was growing up. We don't fucking know. It's just kid's mom's dying.
Right.
Easy sell.
Yeah, it's hard to, I guess it's hard to not be emotional about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a couple things this movie had going for it. Number one, I think that they really, I appreciate about the Guardians universe, or the Guardians corner of the Marvel universe, is similar to Doctor Strange, you just never know what you can expect. Like, they could be a star base inside the severed head of an old dead Celestial. There could be a world a Celestial is conjured up from his own mind, and what would that look like? And everything's very you got a monster that pukes acidic rainbows, and just crazy, all the designers took hits of acid and just started drawing things.
Yeah.
And it's also just a lot of fun. Like, you don't. And I wondered throughout the movie, like, because I know one of your bugaboos about comics is, like, I don't know who can be hurt and when they can be hurt and if they're really in danger. And that, like, really takes me out because I don't know what the stakes are. And as I was watching, like, every one of these beings, except for maybe the raccoon and baby Groot, are some sort of demigod.
Yeah, yeah.
That can't be killed through many conventional means. Mm-hmm. And did you find that the drama in those scenes were lacking?
I mean, they're as lacking as they ever are in these movies where you know the heroes are going to win, right?
Right.
I mean, there may be one casualty or two casualties along the way, but they're not going to be the main characters that you love and know because that would kill the franchise.
Yeah.
And they're always going to beat the bad guy. That's just how these things go. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I had less of a problem with it here for some reason than I do when, let's say, beings of disparate power levels are mm-hmm. fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
I felt less of that here because they were more on an even footing.
Right.
At least some of them.
Okay. I'm trying to think what else I want to say non-spoiler. I guess here's the thing that was shocking because I saw this came out in the UK last week.
Mm-hmm.
America got to feel the way the rest of the world feels most of the time, and we got left out on a release.
Uh-huh.
My standard complaint, and I do this regard, you know, like I can't believe in 2017 where we can beam gigabytes around the planet in seconds that we have this bullshit non-date and time release schedule. like this should have come out on a particular date at midnight Zulu time, and then done deal. That's it, all around the planet. I don't understand why we do this weird shit of early release and late release, and here's the global release, and there's I don't get it.
Yeah.
They're begging people to pirate their shit, I guess. So last week I was reading some non-spoiler threads in the movies subreddit on Reddit, and I was getting the kind of a feeling that a lot of people were saying that this is a letdown similar to like Avengers 2, which I bummed me out because I don't think Avengers 2 is a bad movie, but it certainly is, it's not leading the pack as far as the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where everyone's coming out seemed like the build on and add and everything is getting better and better. And that was, you know, not a not good movie and not a not fun movie, but it was less, significantly less good and less fun and less, you know, kind of important than the other films around it. And people were saying that they got similar vibes from this movie. And I thought that's, after I've seen it, I thought that was pretty unfair. Now, however, those reviews did temper my expectations somewhat.
Right.
So I don't know, you know, in the emotional Plinko machine that is my, you know, my heart and mind complex, I don't know how that affected it, but I do. I kind of want to say that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is slightly, just a slight bit better than Guardians 1.
So one of the things I think that it got right, or more right than the first one, is the villain.
Yes.
Now, I think they fucked up on a couple of pretty big points, which I'll talk about in the
spoiler
section.
And there's a couple, like, what the fuck tonal moments in this movie that I don't understand that, yeah, I'll talk about in the spoiler section, but go
but
on.
But the villain felt like he had clearer motivations other than just, like, generic, I want power.
Right.
There seemed to be a sort of pathos that you can understand behind it.
Right. Well, it's
even
like,
though it's an entirely foreign thing for humanity.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a bad sign when the villain doesn't know about the heroes and the heroes don't really know about the villain until like more than halfway through the film, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, whereas here, anytime you have like, you know, it's funny because this morning when I was eating breakfast, I didn't want to just dig right into Fargo. So I've been watching whatever the last season of Archer is.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, it's kind of been it's kind of been languishing. I think I'm on episode 5 or 6 of that season. And then Barry shows up. Now, if you don't know, Barry is Archer's arch nemesis.
Oh, right.
Who's
right.
Like, yeah. You know, at this point, he's a fully cybernetic organism.
Right.
And I immediately perked up because I'm like, whoa, here's somebody that actually, you know, knows Archer, and Archer fucking hates him, and they've got this long-running rivalry. And
yeah.
And is immediately twice as good as anything else that happened. And I kind of feel like this here, that anytime that you've got an emotional connection to and you understand the villain and his kind of motivations, and
yeah,
it's not that you agree with them, but they're likable on some level, that makes it so much better.
Yeah. And they're specific.
Yes.
They're not as generic as just more power.
Yeah.
Like, sure, the Emperor shouting unlimited power is cool when he's coursing with lightning.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, not quite as cool when it's a guy with a blue face and he comes from Halt and Catch Fire.
Yeah, yeah. That was Lee Pace, wasn't it?
It was Lee Pace, yeah.
At least his face pasted on some Olympian's body. Or does Lee Pace actually have, like...
He's pretty jacked.
By the way, I mean, Chris Pratt
he's a big guy.
Is twice as jacked in this movie as he was in the last movie, and he was pretty fucking jacked in the last movie.
Right.
Like, I don't know where this
is. He just
ends.
Continues to get more jacked.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Michael Rooker. Michael Rooker's like 180 years old now.
Pretty
and
jacked.
Still pretty jacked, yeah.
Do you know what else is fully jacked? His teeth.
That's true.
Like, I the fact that he's able to spit lines through the appliance that he was wearing, oh my God. I actually, as I was watching, I was feeling so bad for... Like, everyone in this movie must hate Chris Pratt.
Why?
Except for Bradley Cooper. Because they're doing 16 hours of makeup a day.
Yeah, yeah.
A day, and he just gets to be fucking Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
He gets his hair styled, and he's good to go.
It's true.
He had the, you know, I'm sure, you know.
Vin Diesel, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
they're just sitting in their trailer until, right. And they're not even on set.
No,
what am I talking about?
No, they're mailing that shit in,
yeah,
literally.
Recording at home on Audition, mailing it in.
Yeah. In fact, I don't even know that Vin Diesel recorded new lines. They could have just run Baby Groot through a pitch filter and done deal.
He's only ever recorded 2 lines in the history of this franchise.
Yeah.
I am Groot and we are Groot.
Yeah. And all he has to do is that you can slow it down, speed it up, and modulate, and you've got everywhere from Baby Groot to Adult Groot. But yeah, no, this movie, and it's a bummer because there was a little bit of that, the trailer spoiling the movie, where like this movie has about, I think, 10 gut busting parts in it.
It's got some really funny scenes.
But two of them are just entirely gutted by the trailers.
Yeah.
And in fact, like, and it made it like that would have been such a great a gut buster at such a climactic point in the film, but it kind of comes across as tedious.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, okay, here's like 2 minutes of the movie that I've already seen.
Yeah.
And that's a bummer. And I wish they'd stop doing that, but.
Yeah. Know. I mean, I don't. How do you promote a movie without showing any of it?
I mean, I think they could just do the, like, you know, to show two or three bits of every action, but don't, like, show entire beats worth of comedy things. But yeah. I guess if you got 12 gut busters, why don't you peel off two of them for the trailers?
That's true. There were plenty of good ones.
Yeah. So, do we have any other non-spoiler observations to make?
No, we don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Then, as is our wont, let us talk about trailers. Now,
okay.
We have seen most of these trailers, but we have not talked about them because we've seen them in the Bald Moon Studio, not on the big screen. And I don't know what trailers you saw because you saw it at a different theater.
I saw Star Wars first, Last Jedi.
There you go. Let's talk about that. Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Okay. Looking good. Looking good.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Do you think Luke
I will see it.
Do you think Luke is turning evil?
No, I don't think he's turning evil.
Do you think Luke force chokes Rey?
That's a guarantee, yes.
I kind of think he might, yeah. Just
she's a teenager.
Just to give her a taste of the dark, you know, to show her what the dark side
is. I mean,
all
she's
about.
A teenager. Luke would go back and force choke himself on Tatooine.
Here's the
if
thing
he could.
Is, yeah, we, yeah, yeah.
He was a whiny little
real,
bitch.
For real, for real. In fact, if Yoda had an ounce of the dark side in him, maybe Luke doesn't turn out that way.
Obi-Wan's fingers were twitching.
But like, that, and people are like, what's the speculation? Luke has canonically force choked a bitch. In the Holy Trilogy, he force chokes all of Jabba's guards on the way to seeing Jabba.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those
sure.
Gamorrean pig dudes are getting choked left, right, and center. He's clocking a force grip like his name is Luke Dolomite. But I don't know. Like I also, I've talked about this in the lunch, but my hope for this movie is that Luke does away at the Jedi Order, not in the sense of like no more good guys using the force, but like the Jedi is a failed institution,
right?
That's rigid code of emotional control is just inhuman and robs them of a lot, and instead of trying to achieve balance of the force by every millennia or so wiping out the horrific plague of Sith that takes over the galaxy, mm-hmm. just be a little bit more balanced in your everyday fucking life.
Yeah.
More Kyle Katarn than Master Yoda.
So I wonder, because they're, you know, the preview shows what is her name?
Who are you talking about? Rey?
Rey, okay. Thank you. Shows her kind of looking at an old book or something, probably with mm-hmm. some old Jedi text.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, oh, I see the light, I see the darkness,
mm-hmm.
I see balance.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they could do something like that.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of faith that they're going to go a little deeper than the surface level Star Wars stuff here because
right.
of what they did with Rogue One. Now, I didn't like Rogue One very much. I thought it was a fairly boring,
really?
Action-filled movie.
Because I've seen it 3 more times since we saw it the original, and I think it. I think it's... Well, I'm not going to say it's a great Star Wars movie, but it's a good Star Wars movie.
Okay. But they did try to do something different with that. They tried to show
yep.
the other side of the fight here,
right?
You know, try to maybe humanize the Empire a little bit more.
Yeah,
maybe darken the light side a bit.
Yeah, the rebels. Yeah.
Uh huh. So I think that they could go a little bit deeper on this one.
I think that for Star Wars to continue to be relevant culturally, it has to do things like that.
Yeah.
You know, it can't just be, you know, the same. I mean, I don't know, because it's still a space opera, but it can't be. It has to get a little grittier. It has to have a little bit more texture to it, or I think it's just, you know, it'll be like Teflon. People just, its affections will slide off. Anything else you want to talk about?
I can't remember what other ones I saw.
Next trailer, Thor 3 Ragnarok.
Oh, right.
I'm excited about this because I liked the first Thor. I thought the second Thor was kind of boring and forgettable and dark and like just every way, like the palette emotionally.
Mm.
And this looks like it got a good shot of Guardians of the Galaxy. Everything's bright and colorful and interesting and fun. Like cutting Thor's hair and having him square off against the Hulk in an arena and him being excited by that. That looks like a good time.
Still not sure that the Hulk even has a chance.
Yeah.
Although I don't know why you put him in an arena. Like, the Hulk's going to punch Thor one time, and he's going to go 60 miles out of the arena, and the fight's going to take a while to resume.
Right.
Or Hulk's going to follow him, and the fight will leave the arena.
Man, who's the lady that played the High Elf Queen on Lord of the Rings? She's the villain in this movie. No. She's also, she played like Katharine Hepburn, I think, in The Aviator.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
I'm terrible with names, but she plays the villain and she looks like $1 million. Like, some of the villainous getup she's in is just amazing. Plus, she crushes Thor. She crushes Mjolnir in her bare hands.
She's not the pretty badass. The antlered one, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she's got multiple
Kate
looks.
Kate Blanchett. Okay. That's her name.
Yeah.
I just pulled that out of my head, not the internet. I'm unbelievable. I'm excited about that.
Okay.
Then we had an extended trailer for Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Which looks amazing.
Looks awesome.
I'm very, very excited to see Christopher Nolan taking on that. And we don't have to wait very much longer. It's going to be sometime in August, it looked like.
Okay.
And then finally, at our showing, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Really? Have you seen the trailer at all?
Nope.
What I think, there's a couple, I mean, first of all, it looks like a lot of fun, and it looks like it's got a lot of Tony Stark in it. But the thing I think is most fun is one of Spider-Man's classic villains that we haven't seen in all the movie pantheon is the Vulture. And he's a literal, like, mechanical Birdman, and they got Michael Keaton playing him.
Okay.
Most recently was in Birdman, which is a great. Have you ever seen Birdman?
I haven't yet.
It's so funny that he's playing that with his role, with his background as being Batman, and now it's like the tail is eating its own snake. the snake is eating its own tail. It works either way. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
But I think it's super fun. Plus, you know, the thing about Michael Keaton is he's a hell of an actor too.
Yeah.
He's just really good. And I'm excited to see. An actual teenager playing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think they finally nailed kind of a Peter Parker Spider-Man's tone.
Now that Marvel got him back.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't think Sam Raimi's Spider-Man was bad by any stretch. In fact, I think Spider-Man 2 is an all-time great comic book movie.
I just wish there were more disco dancing scenes. That's all I want.
So those are there was other trailers, but we've talked about them in
yeah,
the previous
I got an
movies.
Extended Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh yeah,
new whatever it is. Yeah, where Javier Bardem's like bring me Jack Sparrow, and we've got a CG'd Johnny Depp, clearly youngified Johnny Depp
doing what?
Walking around on the deck of a boat.
Is he just going to be an all CGI?
I don't think he's all CG. I think it's Johnny Depp walking around with a CG mask.
Why?
Because it's like a long time ago or whatever. They're like exploring the backstory.
I think with a minimal amount of makeup could pass for a mid-20s.
His face has gotten puffier.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
like, it looked like CG to me, but I wouldn't swear by it.
He's had a bad few years, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Living too much life and you know, roughing up too many women and losing way too much money. And this is why he's doing another Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
Okay. Any other trailers you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, this is the point where the people who are not club members, we part ways with. And we go into the club exclusive spoiler section. If you'd like to hear our spoiler-filled thoughts on Guardians of the Galaxy, you can sign up right now and not even pay anything for it. It's free for the first 30 days, and you can cancel at any time. It's really a scam of the century. Mm-hmm. You just go sign up, and you can cancel just seconds later, and you still get a month free.
Sure. Drink our milkshake.
Yeah, drink it up and enjoy our Guardians take. Or, you know, check out the other stuff. Like, we're doing lunch tomorrow. That'll be fun.
Yeah, just drop to quip.
Yeah, just dropped the quip.
Those are tons of fun.
The club ball move vines are burgeoning with ripe fruit, ripe juice to be squeezed. So there, that's how you do it. Go to club.ballmove.com, sign up right now, enjoy, pay later, and we will be in the spoiler section right now.